A sacred society stewards well. A sacred society does their part. Doing your part.
Doing your part.
And listen, don't you dare, and I'm saying it, don't you dare ask somebody for help if you're not doing your part or if you don't plan on doing your part. Come on. Let's not act like the typical Americans and expect a pacifier and a bottle all the time and someone to change your diaper. No, we need to do our part.
Do your part.
We need to be big girls
and go overboard. Go above and beyond. You know what I mean? Sacred life. Sacred life.
The sacred life. Living a life. The sacred. Sacred. Go ahead, relax.
What up? This your boy, 20, CEO of Sick of the Pearl.
Indiana Johnson, CEO of Sick of Life Coaching.
Welcome to Sacred Society. Yes. We will be discussing life, relationships, business, the Bible, and of course,
how to live the sacred life.
And the title for today is Doing Your Part.
Doing Your Part.
And that episode came about today from...
A lot of things.
From my son-in-law. And it actually, is this, oh, that's my beard. I'm like something black on the screen. And I was like, and it sparked with him, but it led
to a conversation we had yesterday.
Yeah, to a conversation that we had yesterday and caused me to see some things in me. Anna showed me some things in me, some stuff where I was dropping the ball. And
well, Abba showed you some things.
Yeah, Abba showed me some things. So
hallelujah.
We're here to talk to y'all about doing your part.
Doing your part. You know what I'm saying?
And part of doing your part is being a servant, for one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Stewardship is key.
Yes.
So, you know, in relationships, doing your part in relationships. So in relationships, a lot of times we are telling people we need more from them. But the question is, are we doing our part?
Are we showing up?
Are we being faithful stewards?
Right.
So some of you are asking people to do things for you, but you're not being faithful.
Right.
And then you're like wondering why this person is either not helping you or they're inconsistent in helping you.
Right.
And so we even see this with the Father himself when he deals with the nation of Israel. You know, he said, he goes and he says, I want to help you guys do this. Like, I want to give you this promised land. I'm going to have you where you have power and authority over all of these inhabitants of the land that, you know, you can put them under the ban. You can put them out not serve them.
But
Israel...
They didn't do their part.
And so if you read Judges chapter 2, Israel hadn't done their part. And because that, God himself says, these people, you're going to end up serving their gods and you're going to end up serving these people. Because they didn't do their part.
Yeah.
So he was like, you know, it was pretty much like, I'm not going to fight for you.
Right.
I'm
going to still take care of you. I'm going to still show up for you. I'm still going to do the things you need me to do.
I'm going to still be me.
Yeah.
But I can't help you do you.
Right, right.
I can't help you do you because you're not doing
you. I can't help you do your part.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the other part of this is that some of you have been faithful. Some of you are maybe you're tied to a marriage partner that is just like half stepping in different parts of their life.
Different areas
of their life. Listen, you still have to steward well.
Right.
So that means, like, if you're showing, like, let's say your husband says, or your wife says, hey, I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you show up and your wife doesn't show up or your husband doesn't show up. It's your responsibility not to get frustrated, but to love them.
And keep showing up.
But you still need to have a conversation with that person.
About that.
You need to say, hey, if this is important to you, why are you not showing up? I was here. Matter of fact, I was early.
And don't. It's not your place to try to force change them.
No.
Don't try to force change them.
But hold them accountable.
But let Abba do that. Let the Father do that.
Yeah, you know let
I mean?
Him.
He'll do his work that he needed to do. To put the fire up under their behind or whatever to get them going or whatever. And he used different instances to show that. Like I said this morning, he used this whole situation. And it was like the situation with my son-in-law. It just opened up our eyes to
things. Our own stuff.
Our own stuff. And we was both like, yo,
yeah.
like, Yeah. Wow. And it goes back to something like, it was like three, was it three different things?
Yeah, like
that witnessed to
four,
it.
Yeah, three or four things.
And it was like things that we, stuff that we was talking about yesterday. Then we got something else this morning, like a couple other things. It's like, man,
scripture,
okay.
Scripture, like, and scripture. So one, we want to stir it, and we want to stir this. So it's so compact. We're not even fully
and,
doing it.
And the other
justice.
Thing is, did we say already that you can't give up? You can't stop. It's like, don't stop your servitude. Continue to be a servant.
We are to be servants. Now, you do have to practice wisdom.
Right.
And knowing when to say, okay, like, we have to steward our time well. Yeah. So if you're connected with someone that consistently doesn't show up and they're basically wasting your time, you can't play the victim and be like, oh, man, they're wasting my time. And da-da-da-da. No.
You have
to make, after a certain point of time, after grace is like, okay, grace is not helping you, then you have to decide to have, you have to limit that and say, hey, I can't help you in this area because you're not helping yourself.
Right.
And even God himself does that. We see that in Judges too. Like, you know, he took these people to the land and he was helping them and helping them and helping them, but they got to a point where they wouldn't help themselves.
Yeah.
They wouldn't help themselves. And so some of you may actually really be being faithful stewards with the people around you. Some of you probably may need to decrease a bit.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yep. Some of you may be in a service too much to where
you're enabling.
You're not helping them.
Yeah.
You're not really helping them.
Yeah.
You're crippling them.
Yeah.
So
you're enabling that person to continue on being codependent upon you. When we're all called to subdue and take dominion.
Yeah.
We're all called to take authority over our life. We all have a calling and a purpose and things that we're supposed to be working on.
But in order to do those things, you must steward well.
Mustered well. And I guess we need to talk about what steward well looks like.
Yeah.
It means showing up on time. What else is it? Showing up on time.
Doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Doing what you're supposed to be doing.
You have an agenda. You know what I mean? If you got to be to work tomorrow and you know you hate getting up and you drag, get your stuff prepared the night before. That's something that I do. Like, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. When I get up, before I get up, I have my clothes laid out. I make her tea every morning. Mm-hmm. So I already have the cup with the water and the tea bags ready. I have my coffee, my machine, everything set up. I have everything laid up and ready. So when I get up, all I got to do is hit start on the microwave, hit start on this, and go. So I'm gone in like, 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When I don't do that, it take me, about 30, 45 minutes to start and get that stuff going. And it's like,
so plan. It's part of stewardship is planning.
Planning. You got
to
plan.
Planning. Especially for those of you that are like trying to build a business or reach for something in the future. You're going to have to do some planning, and then you're going to have to hold yourself accountable. Now, some of you have been praying. You've been praying for Yah to do something for you.
Yeah.
And if it's good and it's according to his will and purpose, he's more than able and willing to do it for you, but you're going to have to do your part.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes, like the vision that Abba gave me this morning is like, there's been times he's shown up and I'm running late.
Yeah.
How disrespectful. Like, he showed up, he's done his part, but I'm running late, or I'm
walking, sitting in the car waiting.
Yeah.
Like, man.
Or I'm walking slow.
Yeah.
I'm walking slow towards the goal. I'm walking slow towards the work. Whatever word that Abba's given you, whatever word God has given you, you need to like reach for it, and you need to have a pace.
You
need to have a pace, because it's disrespectful. And so some of us will do really well at like stewarding. We'll steward our relationships, our family, our children.
Things we feel unnecessary.
Or we see.
Yeah.
But listen, we have to steward well with our fellowship with God. And if he has told you to do something, come on, we've got Israel to learn from here, people. You know, like, if he's told you to do something, do it.
Do it.
And show up. Like, if he tells you to do something, show up. Don't be late.
I was like, baby, I'm trying to decide what I need to do. Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this? And I was like, I was getting irritated because I couldn't think what to do. She basically just said, what did y'all tell you to do? And I'm like,
ding, 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 ding. He's like, okay.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me do exactly what he told me to do. And it was like, it cut all the other stuff out because I knew. You know what I mean? So we just have to be obedient and consistent and steward well.
We got to remember that we can learn from Israel. We can learn from that nation and their fellowship with Abba.
Yeah.
We can either repeat. The thing is that, you know, They were working out history. We get to read history. Yeah, so we can learn from history. Yeah. And so what Abba was showing me this morning is that, you know, one, we have to steward well. We always have to be a good steward, even when we're tied to people that are unfaithful.
Right.
And sometimes that means you've got to disconnect yourself from that unfaithful person in that area. And you can say, I can't help you with that because you're not willing to help yourself.
Right, right. Right.
The other part of it is that sometimes we are faithful with the physical, but then we're not faithful with him. Like we've prayed to him about something and he's given us a little bit of a vision, but we're not reaching.
Yeah. We have to do our part in the natural. You know what I mean?
We
have to do our part in the natural in order for him to do his supernatural part.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We have to do our natural part.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we have to remember that when we don't steward well, the weight and the burden we might be putting upon those that were like, hey, help me. Like, don't ask for help if you're not going to steward well. Because you could cause your brother or your sister to stumble. Because what happens is they find themselves wrestling with frustration.
Yep.
They find themselves feeling disrespected.
And I've done it with her too many times.
They find themselves
the ball and
yeah.
her having to pick up the ball and carry my weight and the other weight and stuff because I didn't do my part. I wasn't stewarding well. I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do.
Yeah, and don't get us wrong. Like at the time, you thought you were doing awesome.
Yeah, I thought I was. I'm like, what you talking about? I'm doing this. I'm doing that.
Listen, if you had somebody to help you with something, and they beat you there. They beat you there. And they're pushing you, and they're like, no, we can go further. We can do longer.
Yeah. I'm like, girl, I can't do no more.
Yeah.
And then, you can do it.
Yes, and be careful who you ask to help you.
Because
if you ask somebody that like is not afraid of stewardship, that has a killer work ethic, you bet.
Get prepared.
You're going to have to.
And that's what a lot of people need. You need somebody like that to put the fire behind to make you move and do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know
like
what I mean?
So if Abba's giving you something and he's giving you someone, to help you do it, honor the gift. Sometimes it might be your spouse, which is a gift. Okay.
Yeah.
So honor the gift. Don't break that gift. Don't crush that gift. You know, but it's still gifts and people that are supporting. It's still your responsibility to steward well. So if you find yourself half willy-nilly, like getting out of character and you're like, well, they don't care about us and I don't care about it.
Yeah.
That's unholy.
And I got there. I told you, I was like, man.
She don't care. You don't care.
Like, I ain't going to 5:30 no more. I'm going. And I just kept pushing stuff further and further back. Yeah. I'm not being at 5:45. Sure, you got to be to work at 6. I'm getting
there. They don't know what you're talking about.
Oh. Okay.
They don't know what you're talking about.
No,
we'll just tell. So prime example, our son-in-law, he overslept this morning.
And then you know I keep it about. He don't mind.
You know,
about.
He don't mind.
He don't mind.
Yeah, he's a child of God. He's learning too. So he overslept. Mr. Johnson was faithful. He showed up, but our
knocked on the door. Nobody
knocked on the door.
Knocked again. Nobody come to the door.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to come to the window. I bammed on the window. Nobody come. I bam on the window.
So he gets up. He drives cross town to make sure that Darius gets to work on time. Okay? But Darius wasn't. He didn't. Obviously, I don't know what. Something could have happened. He didn't stir his time. But this has been a gradual thing.
Oh, yeah.
So some of you that wrestle with time management, and I know there's some of you watching, listen, get your time management under control.
Right.
That is one of the things. Think. We are created in Yah's image, which means we are supposed to. We're managers of time.
Yeah.
We're creating his image. We're supposed to subdue and take dominion, and we're supposed to have authority over things and manage things. And we're acting like infants that need somebody to give us a bottle.
If we can't manage the little that we have.
Practice.
The little.
Yes.
Why would he give us so much more for us to manage?
Right. And you know what? If you wrestle with that, don't listen to the lie that, oh, I'm just there. Yeah, you may be terrible at it at the moment. But don't listen to the lie. But don't listen to the lie that you can't do it. Because the devil is a liar. You just need to find the support. Maybe you need a coach. Maybe you need accountability. Maybe you've got a good friend that can nudge you.
I know a good coach that can help.
Oh, please stop. Not right now. No plugging. So.
I'm always plugging. Baby.
Always plugging. Okay. So, all of you, let's just take a minute. Let this be a healing exercise for you guys. All of you that have been hurt, where you have been carrying the weight of someone that's been half-stepping. That's what I call it, half-stepping. Someone that's not been a good steward. All of you that's been carrying that way. I want you to just take a minute, and I want you to repent. I want you to repent for being frustrated with that person. I want you to repent for being angry with that person. And I want you to repent for allowing that person's lack of stewardship to influence your stewardship.
Yeah.
Yeah, forbid. Listen, people, we are good stewards. And if you can't walk with somebody and help them and steward with them without getting bitter and resentful, then you need to take it to Abba and you need to pray to him. And maybe
you got something you didn't need ironed out and worked out.
Yeah. And maybe you need to stop with that person. Let Yah reveal that to you. But if we read in Philippians, I think it's chapter 4, where Paul addresses the people and he calls them his crown and his joy. And we know that Paul wrestled with those churches, like how to manage those people. They weren't easy people to manage. But he calls them joy. He calls them his crown. And the reason why is because he's a servant of Messiah. And so we are all here to serve. We're all here to serve, but we're not here to cast our pearls before swine.
Right.
So you really ask Abba to help you see that person, and then you give him an encouraging word. So long story short, what did you do to like deal with your Darius situation?
Like, look, man, I ain't doing this no more.
No, you didn't do that. He didn't do that.
I didn't do it. I'll type things out to people because I feel you could read it. Better than what
and
you
he, read it and hear it.
Read it and hear it than me just telling to. So I typed him a little message and just gave him the rundown of it.
Like broke it down, like loving him and saying, like,
yeah, you're my G. We
this stewardship looks like this.
Keep a buck with you, and yeah. This is what we need to do. Mm-hmm. This is what you need to do. I feel you dropped the ball here. I feel mm-hmm. like you haven't been giving a good story here. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yo, you know what? You're right. You
yes.
know what I mean? And it was something he was just talking about with somebody he told me. You know what I'm saying?
So wisdom, we all are supposed to, like, what's that proverb where open rebuke is better than hidden love.
Yeah.
So we need to, now you don't need to be critical of people and riding them. But right. if you start to see a pattern, which we saw a bit of a pattern, if you start to see a pattern and you're like, wait a minute, I'm supposed to stewardship my time.
Right.
You're supposed to stewardship your time. You're blessed to have this opportunity or whatever, or vision or whatever, and you're not doing the same thing. Some of you mamas and wives might be like, well, my husband, he ain't doing this around the house, he ain't doing that around the house or whatever, and you can see that he's not honoring or pouring funds into certain areas that you know need to be poured into.
Right.
Don't get frustrated. Don't let that sin fall on you. Pray to Abba. Clean your heart, like take your heart to him, submit your heart to him, and then ask yourself, am I stewarding well?
Right.
I'll tell you one thing. If you're wasting your time being frustrated, angry, and irritated. Bitter, you've done the wrong with the stewardship of time and energy.
Yeah, wasted time.
Okay. So what was the name of this podcast?
So
I said podcast. We're doing too much. This live, what was the name of this episode? Relationships? What was it?
I don't know.
Okay, see, we've done...
Doing for others.
I don't know. But the point is...
Y'all look and see what it
is.
You know?
But the point is, we want you guys to know, I mean, this is like, it's very weighted. It's a very weighted thing. And we want you guys to get this.
Word.
Because, like, when I got it, it was like all the doors were open. So for me, like, I was stewarding. I mean, and stewardship is like, you should be tired. Like, if you just walk and you're like, oh, I got more energy, then you're not stewarding well. Like, you need to finish a day.
Pour out.
You don't have to be dead, but you need to be a little tired.
You need to pour out.
You know, if you're doing something lightly and you're like, oh, this is easy, then ask yourself, what is the next level? What is God calling
you to? Are you pushing yourself enough?
Yeah.
Because if you like, la, 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 all day,
yeah.
you ain't pushing yourself enough.
So this is reality. Kingdom-driven businesses, or even employment, that you're in the employment realm, you're not going to get to the promises of God unless you push yourself to a place of fatigue.
Push it to the limit.
You need to be, we think of the Israelites, they had to walk. They had to go places. They had to do things.
And they didn't have Jordans or Yeezys.
Or cars. Or, you know, no.
They sandals, boy. I'm telling you, what it called, those Jesus sandals.
Be quiet. And just be quiet. Yeah, not totally. Okay.
But yeah.
So we need you guys, those of you repent, okay? And stop being enablers. And I'm not talking, stop being enablers. And what I mean by that is you don't have to be harsh towards that person.
You could support somebody and not be an enabler.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You could support them and just, but look, listen. Listen,
I want to support you.
Darius have our own way of talking, so
yes, but you can say
I can't really.
Yes, you know but I mean? But you could say, listen, I want to support you. Yeah. I love you. And I see the vision that, you know, that God has for you or whatever. But listen, I need you to see you invest some energy so that I can invest some energy.
Yeah.
Listen, we don't invest in things that you're not going to invest in a company that's not willing to invest in themselves.
Exactly.
Like, we got to use these same principles. Exactly. And a lot of times I do with the kids, it's like, don't want me to help them. I'm like, you haven't even read the directions, right?
I tell a lot of people, yeah. I say, how are you going to expect somebody to invest in you when you won't even invest in your own yeah. self? You know what
now,
I'm saying?
So we got to talk about these other people. Now, those of you that are listening and you've been half-stepping, it's okay. There's no reason to have shame and guilt. We're all human. We all mess up. A matter of fact, most of us, if not all of us, have probably half-stepped with God at some point in time
right.
where he's been, like, waiting on us.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah, he's kind and he's patient and he's long suffering.
We were late or didn't show up.
Yeah, and he's trying to help us.
Yeah.
You know? We ain't trying to help him, he's trying to help
us. We complaining about we the think easy we're load we got.
Right.
Or what he's blessed us with, we still complaining about it.
Exactly.
We'd be boo boo
so,
the fool sometimes.
Those of you that have been doing that, first, go to your person that you've been like really putting that weight on and say, will you forgive me? And validate.
Forgive you, baby.
Ha. Okay. Yeah. I think it should be the other way around, guys. He told on himself.
Yeah.
But anyway, go to that person and say, will you forgive me? And acknowledge you're wrong. Validate that person.
Me?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Can I get a kiss for that?
We are on camera. Okay. PG, baby. Okay. So anyway. Stop. Go.
Well, she blushed. Did you see that?
Take it away from the message. You're going to make me start coughing. Uh-huh. Okay. So go to that person. And ask them to, you know, ask them to forgive you and
right.
validate. Say what you did wrong. Yes, guys, this is for men because women, they'll spill all everything. But you guys that are listening, go to your partner and say, hey, this is where I failed. I see that you were early. I see that you tried to meet me there. I right. see that you tried to push my big fat butt up the hill right. that was meant for me to go up
so
on my
please
own.
Please forgive me
yes.
for this. Forgive me for failing in this area. Mm-hmm. Forgive me for not recognizing that you were trying to help me in this area.
Yeah,
me
validate.
Putting all this weight on you. So, yeah.
Validate. And
it
then.
Works. I'm telling you, it works.
Yeah. It what it does is it brings healing to the person
Facts.
That you've injured.
Yep.
They can no longer be justified with being angry with you.
Right.
Then you basically, you're giving them to Yah and saying, yeah, okay, I've done my part. Now, the other part of this is make sure that after you do that, you go to the Father and say, Father, forgive
me.
I have not been living up to everything you created me to be.
Right.
Listen, people, let's go into 2021, which is around the corner, not going with fullness and finishing with fullness. And it's really, it doesn't have to be overwhelming.
No,
it can be waking up in the morning and say, what was the last thing that Yah told me to do? And then actually planning on taking a step towards what he told you to do.
Yeah.
It means showing up on time. It means taking relationships seriously. It means, speaking of relationships, it means taking your time alone with him seriously.
Seriously. And it's like,
if he's not on your calendar, if he's not being plugged in into your morning routine,
there's no excuse. I mean, really, there's no excuse.
He's our breath.
There's no excuse.
He's our breath.
If anybody can have an excuse, I can have an excuse.
Yeah.
But man, look, I'm telling you, there is no excuse. Mm-hmm. Whether it's getting up early, taking a 5-minute bathroom break just to go, you can find time to pray and talk
something.
With him.
Give
you can
him
always find
something.
Time to pray and
give
talk
him something.
With him.
Start
okay?
out something.
So.
Don't try to go hardcore because if you try to go hardcore, you'll fall. But that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But show up.
Show up.
So, if you're failing, ask yourself, how's my stewardship? Have I stood Abba up? Like, has God been waiting for me and I stood him up? Have, you know, did I have all these supports around me and I flaked on him?
Yeah.
I flaked on him.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and those of you that are like, you're killing it, keep killing it.
Keep killing it, baby.
Don't let half steppers influence you to be
right.
like, you know what? They don't care. I don't care.
Right.
It's their stuff. No, like I
no,
can't
you
be a
keep juggernauting it. You go.
Your attitude should be like, listen, I'll meet you where you're at for a season. I'll give you a little bit of grace, but that grace is going to be like, there's going to come a time where I'm going to have to just like, the grace is going to be walking away from you because I cannot disobey my Father. I have got to steward well. So, don't be quick to give up on people.
Nah, don't.
But know what Yah's limit is for you. Even Yah, we see, read Judges chapter 2. Even Yah says to the people, like, Like, you know what? Because you didn't kick, I told you what to do. I was with you. I was going, I'm ready to fight with you, but you didn't kick these people out.
You ain't doing you what didn't I kill them.
You didn't knock down those altars.
Right. I told you
Therefore, you will be a slave to those things. You'll be a slave to their gods. You'll be a slave to those people because you didn't fully do what I told you to do. And really, Israel half stepped.
Right.
They showed up to the promised land, but they didn't do, they didn't finish. They didn't finish. They didn't do what they were called to do.
Yep.
So we could preach all day about this.
All day. But yeah.
But praise Abba. He's shown us. We both repented. Neither one of us has been absolutely perfect and without blemish.
I haven't, man.
Oh, mercy. Anybody that knows you knows that. Okay. So.
So yeah.
Yeah. So hug the person that's been causing you so much pain sometimes. You're pushing it. Okay. And.
Wow, you see that?
Move forward. Yeah, sometimes you just got to push people out. Like, I'm sorry.
That was the
book. See, it's that easy. I mean, if I can push him, he's. Yeah, but sometimes you do have to, like you give the people the memo. They don't want to get with the memo. Now, listen, nobody go get a divorce because I'm not talking about that. Okay? So, what I'm saying is sometimes it's a mental push. Don't get divorced. That's all I'm saying. So if you're dealing with a spouse that keeps sabotaging the family vision, the financial vision, don't push that person out.
Right.
Pray to Abba.
Pray about it.
Ask Abba what you're supposed to do. Look for revelation. And then sometimes you just got to, and I've had to do it with Mr. Johnson. Sometimes you gotta do a mental push where it's like, I can't be thinking about this stuff with him right now. Because he's got to work that out. That's between him or her and God. And you push that person off to the side and you don't make it your focal point. And you just trust. Even when it's causing so much pain on you or maybe your family, you still have to just...
You got to realize that person is picking up the ball for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And a lot of women...
And
a lot of women think, for the sake of the family, that they have to carry everything. That's a lie.
It's a lie.
There's sometimes your husband needs to feel a little heat. So you pick the most important balls and you hold them. And then you just leave the other ones on the ground and be like.
But if you try to carry everything, you got to let some balls drop for him to see.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe it'll fall on his toes, you know?
Something.
Yeah. Just leave it. You carry yours. Like maybe the kid's safety, you know, things like that. Real important ones. Like maybe the kid's safety. You hold on to those. And then you just look at the husband and be like. Are you going to pick that up?
Yeah.
And if he says no, you don't be like, and go into preaching. No, don't do that. You just be like, okay, well, I'm going to sit here and I only have two hands. I can only hold these things. Now, listen, woman, when you start holding more things than what you can really handle, you're going to start having anxiety. You're going to start having depression. You're going to start having illness. You're going to start having bitterness, resentment, and, yeah, forbid, cancer. So don't try to carry it all. And you got to leave a little bit of your hand free to go after the things that Yah's called you to do.
They get loud.
Yeah. So we've got a tribe in the other room, like 10 of them. So we're going to wrap up.
We already been here too long.
Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody, that tuned in. So,
this is, what was the name of the title?
Was it? I don't know. You guys will read it.
Oh, yeah.
This is a big deal. Listen, guys, though. I want you to read Philippians. Read Philippians chapter 4. I think it's in 1 where Paul greets the people. I think it's verse 1 where he greets the people and he calls them his crown and his joy. That those of you that are wrestling with people that are just, man, they're just hard. Like they're asking you to help them, but they're not showing up. Remember, your job is to serve, and people should, you know, we should treat people like they're our joy.
Yeah.
Not like in an idolistic way. We don't want to idolize them, but that's another person's created in God's image. So we should and we should love that
person.
We're
here to serve and we're here to help. You know what I'm saying? We have to be a helpmate for some people. You know what I mean? People need help.
And then you can read Judges 2. And you
read Judges 2.
You read Judges 2 and see how God, the Father, deals with these with a rebellious people or a half-stepping people. You don't want one. We can learn from him, and baby, you totally just lost
because I smelled something.
Learn how to deal. Look at him as an example. You'll learn how to deal with difficult people that are half-stepping, and you'll also learn to see yourself.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that person. You want to be that overcomer. See, listen, we've got a battle here.
A servant and an overcomer.
Yeah, yes, a servant and an overcomer. And listen, we have a battle from the moment we come out the womb, if we survive the womb. Okay, that's a battle in itself.
Yeah.
If we survive the womb, we're on our overcomer journey. So let's get past the lie to think, oh, I'm gonna overcome this and things are going to get easier. Yeah, you might get some R&R, but you're going to be back on the journey of overcoming,
yeah,
subduing and taking dominion. And then let's get to that place of milk and honey and there resting and having a great time. And hallelujah.
There we go.
So let's be obedient.
So, yes. So, Secret Society, we appreciate y'all. We just gave y'all the keys to... Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry.
A lot of things. The keys are a lot. Yes, but it's because we flooded them because we were flooded.
Yeah.
We were flooded with understanding this morning and knowledge, and right, we want to share it with you. A Sacred Society stewards well. A Sacred Society does their part. Doing
your
part.
There we go. Doing your part.
And listen, don't you dare, and I'm saying it, don't you dare ask somebody for help. If you're not doing your part, or if you don't plan on doing your part, come on. Let's not act like the typical Americans and expect a pacifier and a bottle all the time and someone to change your diaper. No, we need to do our part.
Do your part.
We need to be big girls
and go overboard. Go above and beyond. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that is it. We thank y'all for tuning in to the Sacred Life Podcast. Be sure to follow us on our social media networks, thesacredlifepodcast.com. Instagram at the Sacred Life Podcast, Twitter at the Sacred Life PC. You can also follow our clothing line, Sacred Apparel, sacredapparel.net, Facebook, Sacred Apparel, Instagram, Sacred Apparel, Twitter, Sacred Apparel. You can follow the Overcomer Coach. Her Instagram is Sacred Life Coaching, Facebook, Sacred Life Coaching LLC, Twitter, Sacred Coach Anna, and her other Facebook is
Overcomer Coach.
So we thank y'all for tuning in. Until next time, live life sacred. Peace.
Shalom.
Sacred life. Sacred life.